Message number 340. God the Father. Europe will be first target of Red Dragon, followed by the USA. Tuesday, February 14, 2012 at 6:00 p.m. My daughter, my timing in relation to my chastisement and the warning is not for your knowing. There is no need for concern about my divine timing, for this will be only according to my holy will. Know this, though the Red Dragon you were told about some time ago has now risen his head coyly but with the deadly intent of devouring Christians all over the world. Patient for so long and waiting, he will now swoop down and with fire from his mouth destroy everything that represents homage to me, God of the Most High, and my beloved Son Jesus Christ. Europe will be his first target, and then the United States of America. Communism will be introduced, and woe to those who oppose the reign of the Red Dragon. My daughter, I realize that the recent divine messages given to you are distracting, but the truth must be revealed. It is only through the prophecies made known that faith will be restored. This is the reason why prophecies are being given to my children now, so that they will recognize the truth of my teachings. All prophecies given to my prophets Daniel and John will unfold layer by layer. Details will be given to you, my daughter, to help build the remnant of my church on earth. They, my children, will need to be consoled through my messages of love, and I will reassure them of this. Lean on me, children, your beloved Father, and I will give you the graces you need to defeat the enemy. They cannot win, and their power will not only be short-lived, but the Red Dragon and his blind allies will be thrown into the fires of eternal damnation. Pray for their souls, because you can help them through your prayers in order to save them. The warning will matter little to Satan's followers, the Red Dragon and his armies. So hardened are their hearts that they will deliberately side with the evil one. Their allegiance is to the false paradise he promises them. Just as chosen souls are given the gift of apparitions, or as in your case the gift of seeing me and my beloved Son Jesus Christ, certain souls are shown visions of Satan and his fallen angels. So close is their commitment to the evil one that many of Satan's followers would rather die than acknowledge me, their Almighty Father. My promise is this, children. I will protect all of my children who have the seal of my love embedded in their souls. You will be spared the persecution, so that you remain strong to pray with all your might for these wicked people. This will help dilute the terror and avert war, famine, and religious persecution. Prayer to me, your Father, must now be included in your daily prayers with this special crusade prayer. 30. O my eternal Father, God the Creator of the universe, in the name of your precious Son, I beg you to make us love you more. Help us to be brave, fearless, and strong in the face of adversity. Accept our sacrifices, sufferings, and trials as a gift before your throne, to save your children on earth. Soften the hearts of unclean souls. Open their eyes to the truth of your love, so that they can join with all of your children in the paradise on earth you have lovingly created for us, according to your divine will. Amen. Please do not ignore my heavenly intervention in your lives today, children. For those of you with a deep love for me, your Father, know that I must prepare you for this important journey. I would not be doing my duty as your loving Creator and Father were I not to communicate with you during these the end times as you know them on earth as it is now. To those who may be frightened by my most holy words, let me console you by telling you that this does not mean the end of the world, because it does not. It is simply the end of Satan's reign on earth, which is to be welcomed, children. The time is drawing closer for my son to take up his rightful throne, when he will come for the second time to reign over the new perfect paradise on earth. My heart bursts with joy when I tell you, children, of the new earth which I have prepared for you. My children will live for 1,000 years in the paradise I created for Adam and Eve. There will be peace, love, harmony, and you will want for nothing. People will marry, have children, and the flowers, rivers, seas, mountains, and lakes will take your breath away. Animals will live with my children in harmony, and you will be governed with love under the reign of my son Jesus Christ. Only then will my holy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your loving Father, God the Creator of all mankind, God of the Most High.